Welcome to the CWA Radio Network, brought to you by Christian Women Affiliate. You're listening to Amusing, hosted by me, Heather Randall. What if every thought is deeper than a daydream? What if it's a seedling from our Heavenly Father, our one true muse, pointing us to something we need to know? Let's embrace the freedom to wonder, take the invitation to explore, and learn everything He has to teach us in this amazing journey of life. After the show, we invite you to join us at ChristianWomenAffiliate.com. Let's get this show started.
Happy Friday. Today we are continuing our marriage series with guest Sheila Gunlock. Sheila Gunlock is new to taking her message to the airwaves, but not so new to the stage. Sheila has a long history in acting and speaking, and she's also an author of the children's book, Groovy Granny and the Character Bees. Sheila wants to challenge communities to examine the legacy they are leaving behind and to take their strength from the legacy Christ left us by the inspiration of the saints through their lives and testimonies. Welcome, Sheila. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Heather?
I'm great. Well, to get us started, why don't you tell us a bit about your husband and how you two met and fell in love?
Oh, it's pretty amazing, I have to admit. I always wanted a fairy book kind of romance, but, you know, God is so much bigger than whatever we could even hope or imagine. It hadn't been very long that I'd lost my mom as a result of a car accident. And at the time, I was a single mom, and I felt that after having an evangelistic team coming to our church, that I needed to replant myself. And on faith, I sold nearly everything we had and moved to Grove, Oklahoma. And that's just a little bitty tiny town in Oklahoma. And I came from Springfield, Colorado, which is a little bitty tiny town in Colorado. And it's about 14-hour drive at the time. And when I drove there, I came across the river just outside of Tulsa, and I looked and I thought I had come to the promised land. I had never seen water so blue or trees so green. And at the time, I didn't realize that God was actually bringing me to my husband. And 30 days after I arrived in Grove, I met my husband working at a heating and air company. And thanks to the ladies at the church, and then also at the bank, they directed me towards this particular company looking for a receptionist and dispatcher. And I said, oh, I can't do that. And I ended up getting the job and met him. And he said that morning, he had a hard time that Monday morning, that very first Monday morning, looking at me because it was like I was in white. And I could not look at his face. I just couldn't. I kept seeing that tiger on his shirt. And so we went out on our first date, and he had been raised in the Baptist church, and I'm a newly saved Christian, and I'd only been a Christian for 9 months, and his mom was just amazing with my son, and my little boy would not go to anybody. No one could hold him but Mama. And he saw my sweet mother-in-law now, and he just went right to her. And they had the best time, and I had the worst time because my baby was not with me. And it was our first date. And it was July 27th, and it's been quite an adventure together ever since. We've been married 30 years.
That's wonderful.
Kendall had told me that when he was a sophomore in high school, he had written down on a piece of paper a name that he thought his wife would be. And he had written down Sheila and put it in a gunny sack covered paint can and just put it away. And he had dated a Susan and a Sherry and a Shelley. And he thought, well, maybe he'd gotten it wrong. And I, as I was leaving Springfield, had driven down the street, and there was a friend of mine's car, and they called him Spinny. That was just his nickname. But his real name was Kendall. And I just thought, how neat. That's the neatest name, Kendall. We were married for a little over a year before we realized the correlation between the two, that I had been given his name and God had given my husband my name. And it's just an amazing walk to think that God had so prepared everything down to our names. And that's the way that we started.
That's so cool. The, you know, we know that God, you know, knew us and he formed us in the womb and he knew the direction that he had for our life. He had a plan for it. But sometimes we tend to think that, you know, our love life wasn't included in that. So I love
right.
that you said that he was, that God was bringing you to your husband. He prepared the way. He put you where you
mm-hmm.
needed to be to meet him.
Yes.
One of the skills that I didn't mention in your introduction was the air conditioning business, which you're now running. Why don't
yes.
you share about how you began running it?
I think it's more like by default.
mm-hmm.
I was next in line. We had just gotten married in December of 84, and here my husband is, new father and new husband, and working out of town and didn't want to be out of town. And so he and his dad got together, who was also in the heating and air business, and decided to start their own business. And that was quite a bit of stress on my husband, I think, for that first year, but he came
mm-hmm.
through swimmingly. And for 20 years, he managed and was a service technician. That was his part of the business. His brother actually joined them. And so the three Gunlocks started the family business. And then due to some health issues as we progressed, my father-in-law had to retire. And then my brother-in-law chose a different path. And in 2005, that brought me into Gunlock Heating and Air, thinking I was going to be doing the same type of job I had done when we had met. And here we have four boys now, and I had two still in high school, and we had homeschooled and continued on. I ended up as a total with four boys homeschooling for 23 years, but that's what my lot in life was. I was going to be a theater teacher, speech pathology minor, 5 years of college aiming for that and had completed that. And so to step back into the heating and air was just really not a comfortable place for me, but being next to my husband was.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way that the stress was on him, his health began deteriorating. And so I poured myself into every book, CD, podcast, whatever I could find to educate myself on the heating and air business and on business, because this was not a girl that took accounting or bookkeeping or marketing or business management, because I was going to be in the teaching segment of life, you know, that
right.
profession. That was my goal and my plan. And so to be now, as of June 1st, Gunlock Heating and Air for 10 years, that's, for me, honestly, quite an accomplishment just to still be there.
Right.
And I have learned so much about people, and our community is an amazing place. And when people say there's nothing to do, they're not looking. I had the opportunity and the privilege of serving our community with duct cleaning and heating and air service and geothermal and radiant floor heat, and not only keeping them comfortably taken care of temperature-wise, but also with their health. And
yeah.
and that's one of the focuses that I have had probably my whole life, is just to live on this earth and be healthy, body, mind, and spirit.
What and was so your husband's feeling when your husband, you know, had to step down from his business? He had to step down from it for health reasons, correct?
Yes, he did.
How was that for you to take on? Was that a challenge in your relationship to take over his business, or was it an opportunity for you to prove your role as his helpmate or his feelings?
Really, neither. It's really kind of an odd situation to be in. I knew that he was getting worse, and we were told by the doctor that it would continue to get worse if he stayed there, and I had prayed and asked God to provide, as he always had provided in our marriage, whether it was food on the table or a vehicle or a place to live or a resolution in a conflict. God has been so faithful. And there happened to be a message come across my computer screen, because Kendall was on the board at Wichita Technical Institute at the time, just as an HVAC company advisor. And there was an opening for a position. And so I took the initiative, and I called, and I asked if there were what the requirements were. And Kendall has his degree and fit the requirements. And then I presented it to him, and it was on a Friday, and by Monday he was hired at WTI for HVAC. And his feeling towards me, and we had a long discussion over the weekend about that, was complete trust. He said, we've been together for 20 years. You have managed our home. We work together as a partner. I'm the one that was learning the business side of it, and he would be available because it was a split shift. He works till 1, and then he's helping me in the afternoon if needed, and then he goes back in the evening about 5 and works till 10. And since then, we've really kind of tweaked our rhythm in it, but he was so relieved that it really wasn't any kind of a conflict. Mine was more insecurity in, I don't want to fail him, because he's been such a good provider and directed us so well that I just didn't want anything that would take away from what we already had. The night before our wedding, I was pretty upset, and I told him I didn't want to get married. And he finally said, you have to talk to me. Get the right words, because we were talking, but we weren't communicating. Mm-hmm. And I finally said, I don't want to lose my best friend because I trust you. And that was the one comment that he brought up, that with him changing vocation, he trusted me. And that's really been a key in making our marriage work, because we work on making our marriage work.
Right. You brought up that you have 4 children who are now grown, but you are a homeschool mom for 23 years. How has your marriage adapted and grown since your boys have moved out?
Oh, they move out, they move back, they move out. You know, that was, I have to say, quite a jewel, because we did homeschool and because there were 4 of them. And they're all fairly close together in age and in relationship. Just the journey of life has taken our children out and brought them back in. Our oldest son is now a nurse at Children's Mercy, and his wife was pregnant with their first child, and the roof in the rental house was being repaired, and we had a storm, and it leaked, and it was raining in their home, so they grabbed up what they could, and they moved back home here, because they were still in the area, and that was it turned out to be a very precious time. I think the one thing that we have found the most is, since the boys have grown, we actually have worked harder on our marriage just because we want to encourage them to work on theirs. We actually have a toolbox, and we started putting a toolbox together. We had been married about 10 years, and I was so frustrated with that man. And we took a class at church, and it was over the book, Discovering Your God-Given Gifts by Don and Katie Fortune. And it talks about the giftings that are in us that God has given us from birth, and that's how we think and our goals and what we strive to do. And Kendall's was service and a teacher. Oh, well, that made a whole lot more sense to me because I was a prophet and administration. So that made sense to us. That's why I'm trying to run the show, and I don't want to be running the show because I'm a woman. And so we adjusted our marriage to fit our God-given gift. And that really started me out looking to see what else is part of us. And we found the Five Love Languages by Gary Smalley and started seeing that, oh, that makes sense. He's physical touch and I'm words of affirmation. So we combine the two and can communicate more wholly. And then the other one that we've recently done really saved our business relationship slash marriage because I couldn't understand, knowing what I already knew, why he wasn't moving more into leadership in the business. And when we got into the color code by Dr. Taylor Hartman, that is where I started understanding he isn't the power pusher. He is more peace. And understanding that I was a lot more, if I couldn't have fun doing whatever it was I was doing, I can work very hard. And there's just something in me that makes it fun. And if I can't make it fun, I get very frustrated. And so by taking that and putting those three books together and those conferences and seminars and things that we watched and learned, that became a very valuable toolbox for us so that we could communicate. Because we say, oh, we have to communicate, but talking is not communicating. It's finding specific words that express what you're feeling, what you're thinking, what you're hoping, what you're hurting with, and not just using superficial words and being angry. And that was one of the things that we found when we went through the conference with Mark Gunger, Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage. Well, that fit me. I want to be happy. I want to enjoy my life, and I want to enjoy my husband. And to actually get him to say, yes, I'll go to a marriage conference just because it had the word laugh in it, that was a win-win right there. And learning that women are just like this whole ball of yarn or spaghetti or whatever. We're all connected. There isn't a thought in there, a process in there that isn't connected. And then understanding that men are like waffles. They have all these little compartments. And they can separate things. And I really started seeing that that's how God allows men to carry so much stress and business and family and stay so focused because they can box it. And then for me to not get short-circuited when he's not doing what I think he should. And that comes back to what I said earlier as far as working continually on your marriage. You know, marriage is very fluid. It is not solid. I remember crying with my mom and saying, all I want is the rules. Just give me the rules. I want to know how it works. You go turn on a light on the light switch. It's the same way all the time. It comes on. That's how I want my life to be. But that's not how God has created life.
Right.
And that goes all the way to Revelation, to where we see the new heaven and the new earth. That is all going to be coming. Everything is going to continue to change, whether it's physically, spiritually, or emotionally. And at 55 years old, I'm grasping what I wish I could have gotten in when I was 20 years old, that it is fluid and that we will continue to grow and learn and rejoice and cry and experience and leave a legacy behind.
Right. We spoke last week so that we could kind of get to know each other before we went on air. And when we were talking, you said something really deep, and I actually wrote it down. You said that marriage is all about being there for each other, for the weakest point and for the accolades. Could you share maybe a low point when Kendall has really come through for you, and a high point when he was there to support you in the spotlight?
Oh, he's so good at being my cheerleader. When I very first started, when I got saved, I was very active in the theater lifestyle. And I had lost my mom and was pretty empty and very naive. And when we first got married, Kendall was so open and so kind and so gentle and never condescending. I think at that point, the hope that I saw in our relationship, in his words of affirmation, in his encouragement, that took me 7 years of healing, that was probably the most transitional time for me as a woman to learn what it was like to be respected, to be honored, and to not be criticized or torn down. There wasn't anything that I did that he was ever critical of. If he didn't like something, he would always say, "Why don't we try to do whatever it was we needed to do?" And it was always a we. He was always that other half of me. And I know that's rare, but he did it intentionally. He and I recently have had a conversation on that. And he said that I had been alone for so long that he didn't want me to think that I ever had to do anything alone, because that's not how we were created. And then at my point of being able to become who I was 7 years later, the woman that God created me to be, mm-hmm. including theater, he was there when I did the play Tilly for our Life Choices down here. It had been 7 years since I had gotten saved. And that's when I had completely gotten away from theater. I vowed to my Lord and my God that I would never, ever do that again and never dishonor him again. And here I was given the opportunity to do a play on life and abortion and restoration. And I ended up doing it 3 times for the college. And then being able to be the pregnancy crisis center counselor on the movie Tough Choices that has gone around the world. Such an honor. And for him, Kendall is very supportive, that quiet strength, that one that prays over me continuously, the one that upholds me. And I go to him and I ask him if it's the right thing to do because of his wisdom. And if he has any kind of question about it, any kind of check in his spirit, there's that inkling of turmoil and not peace, I listen. I listen to him. I have learned over the years to be able to pull on that quiet strength. But in every avenue, he's always encouraging, including today, telling me that I did a good job at gunlock heating and air.
Mm-hmm. It's a blessing to have somebody encourage you. And your spouse should be a presence with you in your good times and your bad times. And their presence should be something that puts you at ease in both. And it's a blessing that you have that.
And it started in our marriage where that's what I did for him, because he was such an incredible man. And one day he said, we were out shopping for Easter, and he asked me, he said, don't you want a new outfit? And I said, I don't think so. I've got clothes. I'm fine. It's okay. And here I'm getting the kids new outfits, and I got him a new shirt, because that's what I took pride in. That's what thrilled my heart, to provide for them. And that was, we were married 3 years, and that was one of the first times that he actually just insisted that I get a dress. And so it's been a mutual walk, just wanting each other to be built up and to be encouraged and to be cared for.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up on, is just that he's caring for and wanting to provide for you. And even the needs that you're not expressed, that he's looking for ways to bless you, that's the sign of a good man. Your heartbeat is to bring awareness to the legacy that God has given to each of us. How are you and your husband leaving a legacy through your marriage?
Well, we really started seeing that legacy opportunity vividly when we had grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing how they imitated our behavior, tried to repeat our words. I love it when I hear my grandson say, and Jesus, give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding beyond our years.
Uh-huh.
Those were the same words. Those were the same words that I used years and years ago for my own son. And to see that trickling through is just an amazing intensity to me. Because when you look at your friends, when you look at your coworkers, what you say, they're repeating, good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever company you hold, you start picking up those traits. Well, those traits are passed down. And whether we choose to leave a legacy or not, we are.
Right. What advice would you give to the newly married couple who are just beginning their journey together?
To understand that marriage is not 50-50. It's not just a partnership. You give everything that you are to that other person, and you become one. And the way that you take care of yourself affects the spouse. Everything that you do, whether you're getting groceries or deciding whether or not to fill up the gas tank or to, I know in the cities, taking the transit, whether you're going to fill his card or fill your card. There are so many things that you do on a day-to-day, breath-to-breath moment decision that you have to understand. You can't say you're not pulling your weight, because there's no defined weight to pull. You're working together to build a life. It's being in the heating and air business, I've seen construction, and if you don't get a good foundation, your construction will crumble before it's ever even built.
Right.
And that's the way it is in our marriages. If we don't start out honoring that other person and respecting that other person, then we're not going to have a strong foundation. And it's not easy. It is hard work. I remember in the 60s, there was a slogan that came out from the Peace Corps, that it's the toughest job you'll ever love.
Mm-hmm.
That's marriage.
Our time together is coming to a close, but before we say goodbye, I've asked Sheila to have a scripture to leave us with. Do you have your scripture ready, Sheila?
I do.
Okay.
One of my favorite chapters is Ephesians 6. And I bring this up because I want people to understand that it's not that person standing in front of you, but it is according to Scripture, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but powers and principalities and princes of darkness. That means it's a spiritual battle all the time. It's just that our eyes are not open to see what's going on around us. We just see that person standing in front of us. So when it comes to that time of conflict, pray over that person. Pray over your spouse. Pray over the ones that you love, because that is your most powerful weapon. So the word of God. God promises he will not return, his word will not return void. His word will be active and alive, and you can trust that. You can fully rely on that.
Amen.
Be encouraged.
Sheila, I really enjoyed speaking with you today, getting to know you even better. You're leaving a beautiful legacy for those who are watching, and I pray that God would continue to use your marriage to bring him honor. I'm going to take the books that you recommended, and I'm going to list them on my website. So, listeners, you will have access to everything that's in Sheila's toolbox. I will post all those links on my over at my website, heatherrandall.com. Under the radio tab, I will update that so that it will have all those toolbox items. Listeners, I hope to see you all back next week for a fresh episode of Amusing. We'll be joined by guest Kathy McBroom to speak to us about marriage and ministry. Be blessed.
Thank you for letting me share my ideas with you for the last 30 minutes. You've been so kind. See you next week.